Prologue.
I am old. Time has revealed itself and shed its pretense of eternity, though it is, of course, contained within eternity. I clean the hallways, take out the garbage, try not to be irritated by the roar of 10 million automobiles, and by the jackhammers that are breaking up the street outside the front door, only to lay down another stratum of tar for future generations to dig up. This is a big city, and though I have lived within it for close to 40 years, I still do not understand how it survives. Its people display an astonishing variety of colors, languages, temperaments, and ratios of good and evil, as is everywhere. But they do not seem unhappy. Neither do they contemplate the body of the world. Its foundations are below them, they believe, in the concrete and tar, the pipes and wires. During my time among them, I have noticed this delusion particularly. Seldom have I encountered the few who are awake, who cast their gaze to the real foundations, which, as human beings should know, are above.